It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Three women were injured when police say a young gunman fired shots into a packed SEPTA bus in West Philly. KYW's Nina Brody reports.
It happened a little after 4:30 during the Tuesday night commute home. Chief Inspector Scott Small told our news partners at NBC 10 that prior to the shooting,
young males, possibly juveniles, got on the SEPTA bus in South Philly on Oregon Avenue. And when they got on the bus, they had some words with the bus driver. According to the bus driver, they did not pay the fare. They just got on the bus and walked to the back of the bus.
The bus continued to West Philly when at 57th and Catherine, Small says the same three young men got off and one of them pulled out a gun and fired four times into the SEPTA bus.
A 29-year-old female shot in the hip. They found a 56-year-old female who was shot in the back and a 60-year-old female with a graze wound to her head.
The 29-year-old woman was with her young son at the time of the shooting, but Small says he was not injured. All three women were taken to the hospital and are in stable condition per police. Investigators are looking for a motive for the shots fired. Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police are still looking for the gunman and the two others with him. A Philadelphia family court judge has been suspended for posting content on social media that reflected his opinions on some matters of public interest. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports that the judge plans to appeal.
There's a disclaimer right at the top of Judge Mark Cohen's Facebook page that says no posts are a hint of how he might rule from the bench. That's not sufficient for the Court of Judicial Discipline, which suspended the judge for posts that tipped his hand on issues such as school shootings and organized labor. Chief Counsel for the State Judicial Conduct Board, Melissa Norton, says the court also found he'd been defiant.
Judge Cohen was warned multiple times by different authorities that some of his postings appeared to be improper, and he did not agree and continued to post.
Cohen's attorney, Sam Stretton, disagrees.
He was attempting to establish the rights of judges to have some freedom of expression as long as it doesn't involve cases or matters that come before the court.
This is the first time the court has ruled in a case involving social media posts, and Stretton says he and Cohen hope to get it overturned. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The nation's largest supplier of IV fluids has been rationing shipments to hospitals through the country, including to our region, after its North Carolina manufacturing plant was damaged during Hurricane Helene. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
At Mainline Health, the IV solution shipment has been reduced by 40 to 50%, according to Dr. John Stallkamp, the chief medical officer.
How are you getting around that?
So our team's really come together, and we're working on our conservation strategy. So we're really looking to try to conserve IV solutions. And so we've changed the amount of fluid that we use on individuals. We've also encouraging a lot more oral hydration in our hospitals. We're encouraging people to drink Gatorade and to drink more water.
Some healthcare systems in the country have postponed surgeries because of the IV fluid shortage.
We have not decided to cancel or postpone any surgeries, and we hope not to.
The American Hospital Association represents all hospitals across the country. It sent a letter to President Biden urging him to declare a public health emergency around the shortage of IV solutions. The association wants the federal government to get the plant operational as soon as possible to speed up production through other suppliers and to allow the importation of IV solutions from Europe.
It wasn't that long ago when baby formula was in short supply and the Defense Department was flying baby formula from Europe into the United States. That's another option.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mayor Parker got a look at one of her signature initiatives on Tuesday. She toured one of the extended day school programs at an Elementary School in South Philly. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Do you all like it here? Do you like what you're learning?
Yes.
Students at Southwark Elementary told Mayor Parker they enjoyed the camera studies program being held after school. Under the new pilot, 1,400 students attend before school programs and more than 2,400 stay after for offerings including coding and robotics at 20 district and 5 charter schools in the city. The mayor said these experiences are available at no cost to students.
Those kind of programs are offered Philadelphia and other schools sometimes before or after for a fee.
Out-of-school time providers run the programs. Superintendent Tony Watlington said the district is talking with its unions about expanding them next year.
Whereas this year, there's no changes to teachers and principals' contracts and days. We're talking about what this might look like in the future.
Parker said the extended day, extended year offerings would be available to students over the upcoming winter and spring breaks. In South Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.